Jason, the meeting followed the annual Beer City Festival in May.
That's right. And at this meeting, David, just to be clear, it's been described as sort of an unprecedented gathering of brewers and their representatives across Western North Carolina, top officials from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission in North Carolina, as well as a top representative from the North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement Agency.
What actually prompted the meeting, though?
What prompted the meeting, David, was this enforcement action that NCALE officers took following a big local beer festival known as the Beer City Festival on May 30th.
And that festival is sponsored by the Asheville Brewers Alliance.
Well-known festival, thousands of attendees. And what happened on that spring day, David, was that about five agents showed up mid-afternoon and started observing the festival and the goings-on. It was a big party, but ALE agents allege that they also saw numerous violations of state alcohol law.
What sorts of violations?
Well, the biggest violation that they described seeing, David, was brewers and their volunteers, their workers, drinking alcohol and then serving alcohol to festival goers.
And how were the cited violations actually handled?
What happened in the month and a half or 2 months that followed was that North Carolina ALE agents wrote up violation reports, 10 total, which cite sort of a who's who's list of local Western North Carolina breweries. And those reports have been sent on to the ABC Commission for possible action.
Was what happened at the festival unusual?
It is unusual, David. The craft brew industry in Asheville is about 20 years old, but really just in the past decade is when we've seen this sort of booming growth. And to my memory, there has been no high-profile enforcement action like what happened in May.
When you talk about booming growth, you reported 50 breweries and counting, hundreds of jobs, $800 million economic impact. This is a growing and becoming more powerful industry.
Yeah, it's just interesting to watch. I do think that what's happening here is a symptom or a reflection of the growth that we've seen and the various elements here trying to catch up in some way. You know, when we talk about the enforcement and the rules writing actions, those arms trying to keep up with a fast growing industry.
Is what happened at the Beer City Festival gotten the attention of the local industry?
I mean, it definitely has, David. We had the meeting on July 10th with all the officials in one room, and that was an attempt to get everybody on the same page, to clarify rules and regulations, what would be enforced, and sort of move forward with everybody sort of on the same page.
What's the relationship between NCALE and the ABC Commission?
On paper, David, we have the NCALE as the enforcement arm. Those agents are enforcing alcohol laws across the state. And then we have the ABC Commission, a board based in Raleigh, that sort of oversees the writing of the rules. So there's a definite interplay between the two.
Have existing laws kept pace with what is obviously a growing industry?
The brewers and their attorneys will say obviously not. And we have seen action in the General Assembly, David, just earlier this year and the past couple of years to update certain rules and regulations to make them better fit, again, this fast-growing beer manufacturing industry that we see here in Western North Carolina.
Now, the North Carolina alcohol law enforcement folks, it's not as if there are hundreds of agents keeping an eye on things.
To be clear, I think there are 8 or 9 divisions across the state. For the division here based in Asheville, there are approximately 5 agents, David, that cover 16 counties and thousands of alcohol permit holders. We're talking about retailers, we're talking about wholesalers, we're talking about breweries, and these 5 agents across 16 counties are enforcing all kinds of rules and regulations, from special events like a beer festival to they're trying to stop people from selling alcohol to underage buyers. The list goes on.
Are we talking about an industry that was once in its infancy, passed through adolescence, and now needs to mature?
I think so, David. What has happened is that the industry went along, they did what they did. I don't know if you could say they flew under the radar. Perhaps they did until recent years when we started getting a lot more attention about the scene here, but it was relatively small. And again, there weren't really high profile enforcement actions taken. So I hear from the brewer side that they're a little shocked. They're a little taken aback that all of a sudden we have several significant enforcement actions happening just this year on the part of NCAALE.
And we should point out that the North Carolina alcohol law enforcement folks could cause a lot of problems for a brewery.
Well, yeah, just to be clear on the issue of these violation reports, David, that have been sent to the ABC Commission, the ABC Commission can issue a fine, they can suspend a permit, or they can revoke a permit, which would stop a business from doing what it does.
From producing beer.
Right, or selling beer.
Jason Sanford is the founder of the blog Ash Vegas. Jason, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.